Dr. Peng, you're an expert in thermodynamics. How would you define thermodynamics?
Thermodynamics is concerned with the heat and work. That's basically with energy transformation. Okay, and in chemical engineering, I think we are mostly interested in how to efficiently use the energy. And one of the energy resources will be in the fossil fuel. I think that's where my interest lies right now. I studied the phase behavior of this hydrocarbon fluid or fuel. Okay, it's from ranging from natural gas to bitumen. I've seen all quite a wide spectrum of hydrocarbons. And one of the things, the operations in the chemical engineering is to separate the mixtures into more valuable products. So that's where my specialty lies. So I study the behavior, phase behavior of these fluids or hydrocarbon mixtures.
Now, I understand that you're also responsible for this famous Ping-Robinson equation of state. What is that?
The equation of state is a mathematical model that describes the behavior of fluids. So in this case, in my work, we'll be applying this equation, this mathematical model, to represent the mixture under different temperature and pressure and composition. How would they behave? Will there be a gas or a liquid or a mixture of these two different phases, or is more than two phases? So essentially, that's very relevant to the recovery of hydrocarbons from underground or from the surface mining, how to separate this valuable product from the raw material. So that's where the model, I think the model was developed in about 40 years, almost 40 years ago. I published 40 in 1976. And Dr. Robinson was my supervisor at that time. I was a research engineer, and Dr. Robinson was a professor at the University of Alberta. So this model essentially can describe the behavior of various hydrocarbons under different conditions very accurately. And the petroleum industry, they are very interested in using this model in their simulators, I think, for recovery, for production, for transportation. I think that's very important to them.
Now, you've had a long research association with Syncrude. How is it that the two of you got together?
Well, in the early days, the Syncrude, they have this environmental concern about the recovering the solvent in the tailings, because tailings is essentially the waste stream from the production of synthetic oil from the bitumen. And in the process, the waste stream will be involving water, solvent, some residual bitumen, and sand will be discarded into ponds, right? I think the tailings pond in the northern Alberta, I think. And the environmental concern is they are valuable solvent, and also the solvent may cause pollution in air or water. So they want to find a way to maximize the recovery of the solvent. To do that require a design of equipment and facilities. So that means they need a very fundamental experimental data, information to help them to design such a facility. So my involvement is to conduct equilibrium experiment to see how these mixtures will separate under different temperature and pressure conditions. And the model will be useful to corroborate the results. So that's where I got involved with the project.
So what kind of solvents?
It's a solvent is naphtha or paraffinic hydrocarbon. So this they will behave differently at different temperature and pressure conditions. So experimentally, it's very challenging to get very accurate results. So I was able to design the equipment facility to conduct the experiment. And I was also able to use the model to verify the results to their satisfaction.
How is it now that they're able to get these solvents out of the tailings stream before they actually end up in the tailings pond?
Yeah, as I say, the temperature and pressure are the parameters that engineers can adjust. So the data will tell them under what temperature and pressure you will have certain amount of recovery. So that recovery is a function of temperature and pressure. And that information can only be obtained by conducting experiment with the raw sample or specify the components in the solid. So that cannot be predicted without the experimental guidance.
So it sounds like this is actually a very fluid or flexible system. You have to be on top of it all the time because the conditions change. Is that correct?
That's correct. So once you have done some experiment and you can use model to generalize, so this kind of composition, this kind of solvent will behave according to the model. The model can be used to predict that.
So I understand now that this is something that companies other than Syncrude are using.
You're exactly correct. They are a consortium. They are negotiating or in the process of signing the final agreement to do experiment in this area.
What do you see as being the environmental benefit of this process that you've developed?
Once the data, the experimental information is available, then we can use model to generalize it. Then no matter what solvent or within the range the model can handle, we can just essentially select what is the optimum condition for making the recovery. And that is the important fundamental objective of the experiment.
Now, this work that you've conducted over the last few years, it's actually earned you a nomination for an Aztec Award this year. You were a finalist.
Actually, I did the work for Syncrude many years ago, I think in the 1990s. And they were happy. They were happy with the result. And subsequently, I did some work for Shell and for other companies, too. I think they all believe they all take the result I obtained for them. I think they use them and help them to design their facilities or their recovery process. And I also did work for Titanium, I think, as a consultant for them. And more recently, as I just mentioned, they are the consortium, the frost treatment consortium. They are approaching me to try to reach an agreement to do more work. Right.
So what are the things that you're working on today?
Other than this solvent recovery or these bitumen tailings experiment, I do heat of mixing experiment. Heat of mixing, that's a more defined system, essentially for the gasoline additives. You add some oxygenate a component into the gasoline. They will change the behavior of gasoline in the combustion engine. So they will change the performance of the fuel. So I have been working on that for, I think, almost 10, 20 years now.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.